We've been hearing a lot about essential workers during our worldwide struggle with the coronavirus pandemic. People still going to work every day, providing essential services from doctors to nurses to grocery store workers. This is Lisa Berry, and Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters has come up with a plan to make sure those workers are compensated for their extra efforts. And he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU to tell us more about that. Hello, Senator. How you doing?
Well, I'm working away, but doing well. Thank you.
Now, you have a special name for it. You're calling it the COVID-19 Heroes Fund.
As we look at putting together another bill to deal with the COVID crisis, it'll be the fourth piece of legislation on top of the CARES Act. I certainly hope that we consider taking care of our heroes. Those are the folks who are going to work every day. It's our doctors, our nurses, and medical techs, but everybody else that's essential. And when you think about those hospitals, that means the janitors and the custodial staff, that grocery store workers, folks in our pharmacies, folks in the transit world. All of them are required for us, our economy, to keep moving. And for many of us who have the ability to stay home and shelter in place or work from home, we couldn't do that if it wasn't for these essential workers that are doing their job each and every day. And I think they deserve not just our thanks, but also deserve additional compensation.
That sounds pretty expansive. Have you figured out all the details yet?
Right now, it's a proposal that we're putting together. We'll be negotiating the specifics as we deal with legislation. But basically, the criteria will be those jobs that are absolutely essential for the rest of us to be able to stay in place. So certainly grocery stores, pharmacies, people who are on the front line as far as first responders, police, fire, all those individuals who are essential that they continue to show up at work every day. The additional criteria would be those folks who are not only essential, but actually interface with the public on a daily basis and are exposing themselves and their families to the virus as a result of doing that critical job that they do every day.
I saw you refer to it as pandemic premium pay. Have you actually come down to a dollar amount or how that would work?
Right now, we're looking at paying $13 an hour as a premium over whatever their pay is. They would receive $13 per hour additional.
And there's a time frame on that, from when this began through the end of the year? Is that what you're thinking?
The time frame would be, yes, when it began till the end of the year. There would also be a cap on it of $25,000 would be the cap, but it would be based on an hourly rate of $13 per hour on top of their pay.
And how is this being received in Congress by your fellow senators?
Well, I'm working with a group of Democratic senators who we believe that it's only right that we take care of those folks who are out on the front lines. As we are right now with a lot of the initial plan, people are being paid to stay home and folks need to stay home so that we can stop the spread of the virus. But as we're paying people to stay home, we should certainly make sure we're compensating those who don't have the luxury of staying home. They have to go out and work so the rest of us can stay home. They should be compensated for that additional risk and that effort.
How would this be funded? Is there money for it? Or, as you mentioned, would it be part of the next bill that you come up with, number four?
Yeah, it'd be part of the next bill, the four. So that's where we take a look at that. In this last bill, we took care of folks who are finding themselves unemployed, and the numbers are staggering right now of people who do not have a job and will be compensated to be home while they're sitting at home. But again, in order for all those folks to be home, we need essential employees still doing jobs that have to be done, like making sure we have groceries that are delivered to our stores and into our homes so we can provide a meal every night.
Can I ask you this? Your office must just be overwhelmed with Michigan residents reaching out with all sorts of concerns. Can you consolidate or tell us what are you hearing most about?
Well, people are concerned, and I've been spending just about all day long on conference calls with groups of individuals all across the state, from nonprofits to small businesses, chambers of commerce, other groups, to explaining what's in the CARES Act. But I think, you know, most people are concerned, one, how are we going to deal with the public health crisis first and foremost? How are we going to protect those who are on the front line with personal protection equipment? How are we going to make sure we have the medical supplies to deal with a public health crisis? At the same token, people are very uncertain about what the future holds. When will we start to be able to get back to some more normalcy and have the economy starting to open up? There's a lot of anxiety about that, and there are no hard and fast answers right now.
As ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, U.S. Senator Gary Peters from Michigan, I understand you're also urging the president to ensure that transit workers can get some personal protection equipment. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to get personal protection equipment. Certainly, first and foremost, we got to make sure our hospitals have the equipment that they have to take care of the medical personnel who are treating patients, our doctors and nurses and technicians. And, you know, as we're gearing up and making more personal protection equipment and more life-saving ventilators, it's going to take some time to do it, but eventually the production will ramp up. But one thing we know, we can't ramp up and create more doctors and more nurses overnight. We have to keep them healthy. So that's the priority right now for personal protection equipment.
Any word on when the stimulus checks are going out?
Well, the word I'm getting is that they're still looking for the next week or two, and hopefully that will happen. Certainly my intent in voting for this and everybody was to get these checks out as quickly as possible. Many folks, especially those who have found themselves unemployed now, many of those folks are literally one paycheck away from a very serious situation. So we want to make sure those checks get out quickly, and we're also doing everything we can to assist states to be able to process just the massive unemployment requests that are coming in right now.
All right. Well, look forward to hearing more and hopefully seeing it in the next congressional bill, the COVID-19 Heroes Fund, with pandemic premium pay for essential workers on the front lines of this coronavirus pandemic. U.S. Senator Gary Peters from Michigan, thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Always great to be with you. Thank you.
Stay well.